Hello, my name is Beverly. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling for some information.
Okay, yes. How can I help you?
I'm just with the new guidelines that have come out for February 8th. I thought the next phase was going to include people with underlying conditions. Like I have COPD, but what's coming up on February 8th says 65 and older. It doesn't mention anyone with, you know, chronic disease. So I'm just trying to figure out if I'm eligible on the 8th or not.
I don't have the information. We have not been updated as to exactly what's going to be included in that phase, but I do have two websites that may provide that information.
Because, well, the website shows that 1C does include people with underlying conditions.
Okay.
But what was put out, I guess, today doesn't really mention.
Mm-hmm.
It just mentions like grocery workers and all these other workers,
mm-hmm.
and anyone over 65, but it doesn't mention somebody like me that's 62 that has COPD and is on oxygen and needs to try to find out where I fall, you know.
Okay. So did you try the CDC.gov website?
No, I'll try that one. I didn't.
Yes.
I thought it was all state, you know.
Okay.
I thought the states determined who's eligible when and not the CDC.
Well, what we've been told is to give you these two websites just to try to see if they have the information you're looking for. The other website is adph.org or cdc.gov. Those are the two websites that may have your information on the
app. Okay. I went to the Alabama Department of Public Health. And
okay.
It says the next one is 1C.
Okay.
But it didn't really refer to what's coming up as 1C. So
yes, okay.
Hopefully. And then I call the other phone number to make an appointment. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
That's work. Okay. Okay.
So have you already called the other number to pre-register?
No, because I didn't think I could make an appointment till I was eligible.
No, so that number is for pre-registration. Go ahead and call that number and pre-register, and that way, that way, once your phase become available, they'll call you with an appointment.
Oh, perfect. Okay, I didn't think I could call yet. Okay, well, that's great to know.
You can. So the only thing they're going to ask you is for your first and last name, your phone number, your email address if you want to provide one, the county that you live in, and your age.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
It.
You're so welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope you enjoy your day.
All right. Thanks, honey.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.